Hi, I'm CJ Lou, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This segment on Fired Up with CJ, Rodney Michael, speaker, author of a new book called
Unflappable.
Unflappable.
6 Steps to Staying Peaceful and Happy No Matter What.
I love that title. Coming out in May 2012. Rodney is also an expert in behavioral change, and we are discussing the fear of success.
Yes, goes right along with the fear of failure.
Yeah.
So once you've kind of conquered your fear of failure, mm-hmm. what almost always happens is we as human beings run into our fear of success.
Yeah, and fear of failure is something that we just talked about in a previous segment. So,
right.
But yeah, so
here we are once again, the fear of the unknown. Now we think the unknown is our success. What if our success happens? Mm-hmm. And it's curious that we should be frightened of that. But in reality, the unconscious mind feels and believes that success can also be, for many people, a threat to their survival and safety.
Mm.
Some people believe if they're successful, their identity, their sense of self, their ego will become so big they will become an obnoxious person.
Right.
They'll become so wealthy that they'll become an evil person because they don't believe in money being a good thing.
Right.
Or they will have so much value and they will have so much worth that they will become narcissistic and arrogant and not be a good person anymore.
Right.
So it
right.
can go to the opposite extreme.
Right.
On the positive side of that, there's just a fear of the enormous amount of power that we as human beings have in our capability to do things and to be things that we never thought we could be.
Right. It's a weird kind of thing to be that it's polar opposite, because we, in the previous segment, we were talking about the fear of failure and that your process for if you were to discover, you know, first you have to be aware that this fear is stopping you.
Mm-hmm.
Be aware of it, whether it be your nightmares, feeling in your body, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then you actually have to be, once you're aware of it, you have to label it.
Mm-hmm.
And once you label it, you know, in this case, it's fear of failure, which then translates to fear of success, right? You go to the worst case scenario and, you know, you go to, in the fear of failure, it's what I find interesting. I mean, the fear of failure, it's like, I'm worth nothing. And then the fear of success is the complete opposite.
I'm worth too much.
I'm worth too much and don't know what to do with myself.
It's curious because there is a tremendous fear of the power that we carry within us to actually actualize our potential.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that we're designed to be, then I personally believe everyone is designed to be something, whether it be a gardener, a wonderful wife, you know, a writer, the best, not even the best, just somebody who loves to build skyscrapers.
Right.
You know, it's just whatever is your passion.
Let's hope they're the best.
You know, they don't have to be
no,
the
I'm
best.
Just kidding for skyscrapers.
And maybe, for skyscrapers, you might be right there. But the fear of that, again, is overlaid by the idea that you, if you have too much power, somehow you're also not maybe such a good person, right? Again, it affects your identity, your sense of value, and your sense of worth.
Same thing,
only now it's coming from the other side. I wasn't enough before, now I'm too much.
Right.
I can't be too much.
Right.
I'll start breaking rules again. It will be dangerous, but in a different way than if I fail.
Mm.
So I'm sure you've heard the quote many times credited to Marianne Williamson and Nelson Mandela.
And others, I've heard.
And others, and I have one that was said by Soren Kierkegaard, but he said there's nothing every man is so afraid of as getting to know enormously much he's capable of doing and becoming.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really where the fear of success is rooted.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, to overcome the fear of failure and the fear of success, the first thing that I recommend after all these other things we've done, or even before, is to understand that they're a married couple. Wherever one goes, the other follows.
Mm.
It is only easily intelligent and makes sense to make your peace with success and failure as being an intimate and integral part of your daily life.
Mm.
You're going to do things well, and you're going to do things not well. Right? It's going to happen.
I love that. And to make your peace with
it. It's just the way it is. You're human.
Right.
And, you know, being human, if you embrace the idea of being human as being bigger than both of these opposites,
mm-hmm.
then life becomes incredibly more peaceful and easy and happy during the day. And that's what my book is all about, is how to do that specifically.
Right.
But in this context, if you realize that the definition of success is the absence of failure,
mm-hmm.
and the definition of failure is the absence of success,
mm-hmm.
you realize in your mind in your unconscious mind, these two are connected forever because they define each other.
Right.
You can't get one up, one idea up in your brain without the other one coming up as
right.
well.
Right.
And then you're caught between a rock and a hard place, right? Because you go,
so what is
I
one,
really
how
don't
do you,
want either.
How does one make peace with this? I mean, it is actually, to me, just hearing that you're either going to be one or the other, and that's the way it is.
And it's going to keep changing.
And it's going to keep changing.
Yes.
Sometimes you'll be on the success, and sometimes you'll be in the failure. And that's what life is all about,
and
right?
it balances itself out.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's the wonderful thing about life, is that its primary drive is balance.
Right.
It always wants to balance.
Yeah.
So if we would get out of the way, and we have, in order to get out of the way, you need to understand what's happening with opposites. And mm-hmm. success and failure is a major one in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Just like work and work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's work and then there's your professional life,
right.
and your personal life. These have to be balanced. When you understand that you can't be one and not the other.
Right.
And it's really obvious with success and failure. When you can say, yes, it's okay for me to fail. It's okay for me to mm-hmm. fail because it's just part of the process.
Right. This is life. This is part of the
right.
process.
And there's always
like night and day. I can't prevent
absolutely.
It.
And there's right. always something to learn,
mm-hmm.
whether you've succeeded or you failed.
Mm-hmm.
When you're open to learning, even if you think this is the dumbest way of looking at life that you could think of, it's hokey, you know, oh, we're here to learn. It's a school of learning. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but it does work. It is useful.
You'll have more peace and happiness.
You certainly will. And
you mentioned something about fate. How does that fit in with all this conversation?
Whenever you get to the point where you realize that these two are going to be a part of your life every day and you're going to have to learn to manage it and navigate it, where do you find the strength to do that is by understanding that you're part of a larger system, whether you call it God or the mystery of the universe or whatever. But your spiritual connection or your realization that you're part of a larger system.
How does that
a larger
help
whole.
Me? I don't get how that helps me.
It helps you because you're okay, whether you're part of a whole. You're not separated out from it because you failed.
Okay.
And you're not being kept at bay because you're too successful.
Right.
The whole doesn't care what you are. It loves you. I don't want to say love because some people hate that, but I will say it anyway. It loves you. And I'm not talking about the kind of love we talk about. It's just a holding, a
right.
sense of you are taken care of because you're a part of a whole system.
Right. Whether you succeed or fail, it really doesn't matter because you're part of the whole, and what your individual effort in some ways makes some difference, but doesn't make difference at all.
So that's actually true, and it makes all the difference in the world to you as an individual.
Right.
But in the whole, it really doesn't make any difference, except that you allow yourself to move with this dance between success and failure,
mm.
between fear and courage,
mm.
right? Because you're going to have fear, and you already have courage. Everybody has courage, whether
right.
you believe. If you're alive today, you have courage because you've met challenges. It's a given.
Exactly. Interesting. Okay, got it. So what I'm hearing, to summarize, is that once you hit the fear, let me see if I can summarize this well. And I don't care if I don't do it well.
And she does. Both are happening.
Okay, so so part of it is we stop. There's so many things that stop us. The fear of the unknown. And they're so integrally related, all
yes.
of these different things, right? We don't know what's going to happen. And when we do project what's going to happen, we have a sense of fear of failure, which is a segment that we did previously. And to know that the fear of failure is completely married to the fear of success.
Yes.
And really, the kind of meta place that we want to be is go, you know what? Life is about the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Life is all about the fear of success and failure, and mm-hmm. probably is going to become an equal measures and a balance because that's the way the world is.
Right.
Make your peace with it because it's going to be there.
That's right.
And have faith that it's there for some positive intention that maybe you may know or not. Or, in fact, there's no positive intention because you're a speck on the earth.
Well, both
is that a negative way?
No, both perspectives are there. But here's the thing. The faith aspect, the spiritual aspect is important because it balances out the fear. Because the unknown is a fact. That's what we started talking
right.
about
the
in
unknown
the first
is a fact.
Talk
yeah.
today. It's a fact. To live in the unknown, to face it, to step into it, requires something like faith.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said once, it's like stepping off a cliff and trusting that you're either going to find you have wings or something is there beneath your feet to catch you.
Right.
But you have to step off the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know what's going to be there. For most human beings, that requires some kind of faith
right.
in something larger than oneself.
Right.
So there you have it.
Beautiful. All right. So get some faith. Get the book.
Because with all those things, you'll have happiness and peace, which is what your book is all about, right? Unfloppable, coming out May 2012.
That's correct, with very specific steps for how to do that.
So thank you, Ragini.
You're very
welcome. Thank you for your advice and sharing your great insights into the fear of the unknown, fear of success, fear of failure. It's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Yeah.
And once you're on the other side of the fear, life is a lot easier.
I agree. I think that's true. So have a great week, and we'll see you next Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you want to find other shows like this, check it out at www.firedupwithcj.com.